Blog Talk Radio.
Inner sight around the world, mad or glad, Monday, welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joe Arion. And, you know, I've come to the conclusion, and this is a definite mad. I've come to the conclusion that all the things, all the equipment or whatever that we need, and the money is there for it, you know, and the people who are preventing us from having it, all those people are haters. I've really now come to that conclusion, that's my interpretation. And that's what I'm going to start calling people. I'll tell you, because it's really horrible.
It's pure evil. Pure evil.
That we have to go through. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about what's going on with some black people being killed and abused. Well, we're being abused too. You know, and I want to know how many people. Especially this week, I want to know how many dads have been denied service dogs in the last 10 years, you know. Now, the agencies won't disclose that information because they're haters. They don't want us to have justice. They don't want us to have a law. You need that information to help get a law. And the agencies know that. And they won't do a damn thing. There isn't one service dog school that'll step up and say, "Okay, we're gonna count all the people we've denied in the last 10 years."
Right.
So they're haters. They hate us, man, and they use us. You know, and who knows if some of them are being paid off. You know, like it's been revealed with this, with these demonstration things that people are being paid off and paid to go out and in bulk to disrupt and destroy and all that happens all the time. I think it's happening with the disabled too.
Oh yeah.
Nobody investigates that.
Nope.
Well, where's all the investigations? Look at what happened with the nursing homes. And we tried to get the governor, and not just New York, all of them. We tried to get the governors to get people out of these nursing homes before the virus came in. What did they do? They got rid of the loved ones. They got rid of the visitors. And they allowed the workers to come in and spread the virus. And then they brought people in from the hospitals. Now, to me, that's a hate crime. That is a damn ass hate crime.
She didn't get me that. And I stopped in Florida for tomorrow to go there. I'm going to take a shower after this. Sorry.
That is a hate crime. And I'd like to see all the people that have relatives in these nursing homes file with the Justice Department and demand an investigation and get together and have a news conference and tell the Justice Department that they believe that it's a hate crime that these people were left to get this virus and how many people died from it. That's what needs to be done. You know, and I don't know if anybody is doing it. So, I don't know if we could do it from inner sight or you have to have a relative in the nursing home.
What, in the nursing home? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either, but I certainly can find out.
Well, my mom
all right.
is in the nursing home.
Man of Glad Monday. Yeah, well, you want to file a complaint with the Justice Department.
Yeah. I wasn't happy today. Well, what they did to me about her. Really wasn't.
File a complaint. Have them investigate it.
Yeah, I will.
Demand
an
investigation.
It really, really, you know, pissed me off totally. Really pissed.
Well, you know how they are. Why are you so surprised?
I'm not surprised.
You know, how they are. This is the second parent that they violated with you. Why are you so surprised?
The fear that I have.
That's how these people are.
Some sort of protection somehow. Is that they're going to put me in one? That's what
I'm
saying.
File a complaint with the Justice Department. See if you can get them to investigate it.
Yeah. What about me? That's the scary part. I got to get myself some sort of protection. I really
all the more reason why you should file a complaint.
Husband. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday, 213-816-1650. You want to call in anything you mad about or glad about. I'm glad that Mr. Trump, I heard on the news earlier, Mr. Trump has cut off the money to all the people, and evidently a lot of them, $1 trillion, all the people who have committed fraud and lied to get stimulus money. So there you go. You know, and he's probably going to find out about having some of those people prosecuted, you know, if they don't give the money back. I'll tell you, man, there's a lot of corruption connected to this virus, a lot of it. Did you hear that thing on the news? Here's another mad, how the insurance companies are saying that they're not obligated to pay the insurance of all these people who lost their business or were damaged now by these riots, you know, coupled with the virus.
It's horrible.
What the hell kind of a thing is that? That's not going to encourage people to buy insurance. I'll tell you that.
I know. People rather just take the money and hide it underneath their bed if I were them.
And that's why I don't have insurance. I don't believe in it. There it is.
Well, there's certain things that you can do. I believe in what Joe used to do. He used to take it and put it in certain stocks and mutual funds and stuff like that. I think that's more of a better
bet. Oh, that's different than insurance.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right now, when you got to deal with these companies and you paid them, you know, for a so-called rainy day and all that, and now to come out with a statement like this that all these people, I mean, there's millions of people all over the country.
Yeah.
You know, that they're not going to honor their policies. I mean, you know,
nope.
There's going to be a lot of court action around that.
There's going to be a lot of civil unrest.
I feel bad for all those people who paid insurance.
I hate to say, I pray to God that there's not going to be a civil war in this country. Don't think
we already had that.
Yeah, we might have another.
Yeah, who knows? Nothing would surprise me.
Nothing would surprise me either. We might
all
see
right,
New
what,
York, the country.
Would be what?
You know?
The Civil War would be what? The haters and the lovers.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We'd be in New York, the country. That'd be scary. Yeah, it would be. It really would be. You'd need a passport to go to Jersey. That'd be real scary. Really, it would be.
Well,
so
New
United
York is just
States
part
of
the country. Are you talking about the whole country, or are you talking about?
No, just
New
imagine.
York
you
State.
Know what happened. You know what happened to Russia? Think about it. How they divided up in certain areas? You'd have some would be united and some won't be. Yeah. Think
Russia.
Remember what happened with Russia? Some.
No.
Some
what? Enlighten us. Some broke up.
Remember years ago there was like a Yugoslavia and all different countries? Well, some broke up into different little, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's where you got all these different countries out of Russia.
Yeah,
right?
Different countries now, yeah.
Whatever, exactly. Lithuania, whatever.
It was, yeah, all of that now. Well, that's what happened.
Habadora.
Georgia.
Acapulco, whatever it was, I don't know.
No, but there's one that's called Georgia. That's a country. And that used to be part of Russia.
Yeah.
So there's all these different countries that used to be part of Russia. It used to be, you know, USSR. Now, still is a Russia.
Huh.
Still is a Russia, but it's much smaller. So people gotta, we gotta be careful. Otherwise, that's gonna happen. Yep.
Who knows? I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen.
Well,
you know, we got the.
All I know is that the world's gone crazy. Because the world is, it's not only happening here, it's happening in the world after this virus. I think the virus has affected people's brains.
Well, obviously. All illness does that, you know. Anyway, hopefully Mr. Trump will increase stimulus money. That would be a glad.
Right.
Because we need it.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, he made a comment, I believe, that he's not happy with the Democrat version of the stimulus, that he has his own version, you know, yet to be revealed, and
they
supposed to be some kind of a what?
Partisanship needs to stop and just give the people the money. Period. Take out all the puff in the bill, the bridge that needs to be put up there, and the river that needs to be dammed over there. You know what I'm saying? Just concentrate.
Oh yeah.
Specifically on the stimulus, because people are suffering. Period. Done deal. That's it.
Oh well, yeah, but they should make sure everything is safe and everything is accessible.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not doing.
You want people to work? You got to make sure
now,
everything is accessible.
I said something very sad to somebody today, and somebody actually, you know, said that's sad. Yes, but I don't know. I don't have any concrete answer. I don't have any. I'm afraid one day I will.
What's that? What did you say?
I said, I don't want to be in a nursing home. I don't ever want to be in a nursing home. But I'm not guaranteed with all these darn programs that they have out, you know, that I will never, ever be in a nursing home.
No, I don't think
anybody
wants to be in a damn nursing home.
I don't. And if I am in a nursing home, I don't guarantee that I'll ever be alive anymore. Because their primary goal is their business. And it's like there is a you know, there's a warm bed. They do everything to make it where you die. And then they put another warm body in there. And then they do the same thing over and over and over again.
They're haters.
So,
that's the only way to describe them.
Yeah. And somebody said, that's sad. And don't say anything like that. That's sad. And I says, well, that's the truth.
They're haters.
I said it today. I said,
that's
the truth.
That's the new Innocyt policy toward nursing homes. They're haters.
Yep.
You know?
And, you know,
and
people
if anybody
to me,
wants
have a
proof,
choice.
If anybody wants proof, let them go there and see what it's like.
They said to me, oh, you have a choice. You put your mother in there. You put your father in there. Oh, I had a choice? Oh, really? I had a choice. I was physically able to take care of them, and Adult Protective Services did not come in and force my hand and told me. I had a choice, really. You should have come to that belligerent meeting, that crazy meeting, that where they told me that if I didn't put her in, that I would be in trouble, that I would lose my services, that I would have a problem, and I would be put right next to her. Oh, yeah, you should have come to that meeting. I have the piece of paper that says it all. No, I had no choice. I had no choice.
Well, you had a choice in that you should have fought it harder, but you didn't have choice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me finish. But you didn't have a choice in that you had the means to keep her out. So clarify what they're saying.
They're saying to me, I had a choice in putting her in there in the first place. No, I didn't. You know why? Because
you didn't have the means to keep her out of that.
That's right. I didn't have the means. Okay? And I sat there. They a couple times, Frank. I went over there.
All right. So let's be realistic then. Why didn't your family stand up with you and say, hey, we're not going to let this happen?
Right. Right. Why didn't they?
Where the hell were your family? I'm going to be very honest with you now. Don't you stand up for your mother-in-law?
That's not the person.
And help her
by
paying rent
over
there?
That's not the person I'm talking about.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Your family should have stood up with you and say, "Hey, we're gonna do something. We're gonna make."
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about my cousins. Okay, all my cousins have stake in my mom's life. Okay, my cousins.
Well, whoever it is, I'm talking about family members.
My mom put food on their table all these years. She did. She took care of them all these years. This is my cousins, all on my mom's side of the family, okay? She took care of them like they were her daughters, okay? Where are they? Where are every single one?
Well, now, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if my family would stand up and fight for me to keep me out. I believe some of my friends would, but I don't know about my family.
I'd fight hard. To keep you out as hard as I could. I would.
But I've come to the conclusion that all these people who don't want to give us equal rights and stand up for us are haters.
Yeah.
They may not like it. They may not agree with me. But what else are they?
Yeah.
You know? They're haters. People that are denying us accessibility are haters.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's get this declared. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's worse than what's going on with the black community, because we don't have a law to stop the hatred. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Example. Cuomo repealed the law that says you can't use a chokehold in New York.
Mm-hmm.
See? He repealed it. That means there is a law.
Right?
How the hell do you repeal a law that denies a blind person a dog that saves your life? You can't repeal anything with that, because there is no damn law. That's hatred.
That's right.
And the guide dog schools are standing by and letting it happen. They're not doing one damn ass thing about it. I went to that meeting a couple of years ago with the VA. They're so full of crap. That bitch got up there and said, "Oh, we're looking into getting licensed." This was 2 years ago. Where the hell's their license? What do you mean you're looking into? Let me tell you something. If the guide dog school said we want to be licensed tomorrow, they'd be licensed.
That's right. They just
with regulations and all this shit.
Don't want to be.
And they ought to be licensed to prove to the world that they're not haters.
Mm-hmm.
So they're full of crap. They don't give a damn about all the people that they service. How many people do they give dogs to, and then they take the dog away?
Mm-hmm.
And abandon them. Where's the proof?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hate crime. If they can't prove in a court of law that there's reasons and evidence why they did that, then to me, that's a hate crime.
That's right.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
And all this bull crap with the ADA, it's all about hatred.
Nice.
It really is, man. When you look at it and you
ADA is not a law, and it doesn't protect not one of us. And you know what? People don't care about the disabled. They don't give a crap about the disabled. And people go, oh,
of course they don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you know why? Because there's no money behind it.
Until you become disabled, you won't care. Period. Even
the guy who
the big
living center in the city,
mm-hmm.
you know, admitted
yeah.
to our
mm-hmm.
nursing home advocate that these programs are horrible, that most people die before they even get out on these programs. That's hatred.
That's true.
If you know that, jackass,
yeah.
if you know
yeah.
that, why don't you get together with all the independent living centers and blast it and tell it to the world? They won't even give her a letter that they made a mistake. She still hasn't gotten the letter, as far as I know.
That's crazy.
You see, it's hatred. They hate us. I don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the proof is? They're taking the money, mm-hmm. aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what happened? How much money did they get on putting Mary on the wrong program?
Don't know.
How much money did they get out of that, the haters?
I don't know.
Just like the black people.
Now they have her on the right program. Wait. Now they have her on the right program, and how much money are they getting out of that, too?
That's crazy.
Well, we don't know they have run the right program. I haven't seen any proof of that. Where is it?
Well, they put
we don't know what the hell they're doing.
On the right. No, we don't.
just like you have black people who hate black people, who will hurt them and kill them, you have disabled people who hate other disabled people.
That's true.
It's the same thing. And we ought to get the same attention and have it declared and pass a law to prevent it and to prosecute people who are practicing it. That's the only way to stop it.
It ought to be a crime, Frank, that if people just hate, to be prosecuted, and if it's determined that you are hating another person in any way, shape, or form, you should just be prosecuted.
Yeah, well, you got to have a law. We don't have a law like that
yeah.
for the disabled.
It should be for the disabled. It should be for transgender, even if it's that, even if you have...
we don't have it. Everybody else has it but us.
Black against white. It should be everything, disabled, everything. It should be everybody covered.
When they wouldn't let me on the accessor ride,
that was
a blind person with a dog. That's hatred.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
That's my dog, nonetheless.
When you go to the court and the court doesn't
do
shit about it, that's hatred.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I can go on and on. All night. I can go on and on for the next 3 years.
Right.
With examples.
Yeah.
You know? Horrible. And the Commission for the Blind dragged their ass for 6 years with you, and they give you a lousy piece of cheap glasses. That's hatred.
No, they keep breaking. That I have to buy frames.
That's hatred.
It is hatred, absolutely.
And they recently contributed to you losing a job.
Yes, they did, more than once.
That's a hate crime. That's
oh, yeah.
a hate crime.
Yeah, a good job, too.
Because that job would have given you money to change your life and to get your life in order.
I did
with your health
well
and everything else.
I did well in the first
So that's hatred.
Too. Oh, yeah.
And it has to be interpreted as so.
And you know, sadly enough, they encourage you to go to a job. And they want you to go to a job. And they tell you to go to a job. And guess what? Once you say you got a job going, and we're going to pay for this and pay for that, once you got a job going, then they nail you to a cross. They do.
I got an email from Mr. Trump's Victory Committee. They want to know what I think of Mr. Trump, if he's doing a good job and all that, you know.
Mm.
I'm going to answer them. And I'm going to tell them about this hatred.
You should.
And let's see what they're going to do about it.
And if they don't answer you, then you know where you stand with Trump. And if they
I'm going to tell them you want the vote of every disabled and every senior in this country.
Yeah.
Put up
right.
a law that nobody can touch our disability money, no matter what.
That's right. That's right.
Put up
no
a law
what.
That if you don't get the basic needs of your life, including accessibility and enforcement, that
right.
it's a hate crime.
That's right.
That would bring Mr. Trump votes like you wouldn't believe it.
All the health care that you need, all the things that you need to allow you to work and pay taxes and yet still keep your disability, so the measly disability that you get, and still be a tax-paying citizen. Yes.
There should be a law.
That's right.
Is that a hate crime? You should have the right to have that investigated if you believe it's a hate crime. Maybe it's not. Maybe the court would decide, no, it's not. But at least if the law was there, you'd have something that you could bring. And you can have an appeal, too, once you have a law.
I think the neglect of all accessibility is a hate crime. That's
sure
what
is.
I think. And I think that should be rectified immediately. I think everybody should be, whoever neglects your accessibility, and I don't care what business you have. Now, I don't think the businesses should be charged with it. I think that the landowners who have good amount of money should be charged with it. Honestly, he might not agree with me, but I think they should. They have every right to make accessibility and give people access to their buildings.
The government
said,
and the agency should be involved. They should make sure.
Yeah.
You know, the government should put in an executive order that the agencies must establish a fund to
mm-hmm.
make one place a month accessible in this country. At least.
Nah, that's too slow.
Or
no.
More.
More.
You know, you got to start someplace, and then you increase it.
You mean one town? Or one, what do you mean by that?
Whatever money they can raise. They got to raise the money.
Well,
the government has to give them the
check. They were
the
able
government
to
has to
give
them their half.
Right.
You know? And then they have to raise the other half. And you go ahead and they ought to go town by town.
Right. We have a lot.
These small towns and start doing it. That's what Inner Sight wanted to do, and they knocked us down because they hate us. We went through it in the town of Islip.
Yeah.
They proved that they were haters.
What they should do is not only do that, they should just say, okay, instead of us taking a project outside of the United States and helping other countries at the moment, we have a lot of people within the United States that need tremendous amount of help. Let's help our own for a little bit.
They should do it here first.
That's right. And that's how
then
I
it would
feel
be
right
easier
now.
To do it in other countries because they could say, look, well,
that's
we
right.
did
once
it.
Once we're all settled, once the United States is all settled and all taken care of, then people who are starting now to work who are disabled can contribute and you'll have more money coming in.
How many people?
So,
here's the point that's never been brought out in history that I know of. How many people have sat in meetings where they're talking about construction of things?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the New York City subways. How
Go
many people?
Yeah.
How many people sat in meetings when they planned to mm-hmm. build the subway and said,
"Oh,
we don't have to worry about the." The people who are disabled, you know, they let them stay home, and that's a hate crime.
No, they're in institutions. They're not going out. Yeah,
that's even worse.
That one. Yeah, they're in institutions.
That's
we don't need
even
to worry
worse.
About them. Yeah,
that's why
that's
the government owes us.
Then.
Because they
yeah.
did that with every construction project. You know, yeah. and the proof is. It's not accessible.
That's right. Many of us were hidden in institutions. Yes, we were. We
Damn
were
right.
hiding in institutions. You know what? Thank God that brick and mortar buildings, most of them, we were gotten out. But still, those institutions are there, and they're keeping us hidden. Yes, many of us
yeah,
are
Yeah, we
hidden,
got out, and now they made it worse by giving us a,
yes.
a ass dumbass.
Yes, that brings us more institutionalized living.
And that's
yes.
bringing people back into institutions.
That's right. Back into the nursing home situation. And people are
and now,
saying, somebody said
now
what?
It's even worse
said.
Because in the old days when people were in institutions, there was no money for people to make. Now they're making a lot of money on us and we're in institutions. Think about
yeah.
it. Nursing homes. Look at all the money
yeah.
they're getting from people
yeah.
in institutions. They didn't get that kind of money in the 1800s, 1700s.
That's right.
They're lucky if they got any money at all. They just kept us in there and abused us.
Oh,
but now
do
it's,
I go on the government
now it's
today?
Worse because now they see, oh, look at all the money we can get.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's worse.
Today, there was a bridge introduction. Now, he did, what do you call, a donation of a free, not, something about a bridge up there, a walk on a bridge. You mean he couldn't do more accessibility in this freaking country? Not country, in this state. And yet he did a freaking walkway on a bridge? Come on, dude. This
what
really
bridge is this?
I don't remember which bridge, honestly. That's how much I was so aggravated. I vote, take the people out of the nursing homes. Make accessibility for people. I just kept going. Everything that we stand for, Frank. Give medical for guide dogs. Everything. Help people license their... Everything that we talk about, I did. Somebody goes right in the thing, and then somebody stood up for us. Really? And I was like, good. I didn't say a word after that person stood up, and I just kept saying my stuff. And somebody in the chat.
Well, if you talk about medical for guide dogs, you got to be more specific because you don't want to mislead people.
I did. I know. I said guide dogs are entitled to free medical through schools, but if you train the guide dog on your own, you don't get the medical. Provide medical. That's all I wrote. I have to make it simple and short. You know.
And there's no law.
And there's no law. Yes,
that's
well, I don't know Lord. Yeah, it is.
See, that's what's so mad for me? That's hatred, not only against the blind
yeah.
person. That's hatred
against
the animal. Where the hell
that's
are the
right.
animal abuse
that's
people?
That's the cruelty, yes.
Where are they?
Yes.
Why aren't they doing something about it?
You want to know where they are? They're up your butt. That's where they are.
They
you
don't give
know?
One
They're
damn.
Up your butt. No. Right. Then I started going on. Like hard on the nursing home. So somebody said, freak you in the nursing home. And then I got real pissed off. I said, I was disabled from the age of 20. In 1 second, I woke up, and there it was, my disability. You could be that way, too, and that's all I wrote on there.
You're right? Damn right. Anybody can become disabled.
Right. Then I
and they'll wind up in a nursing home, most likely, unless they got the money.
And then that's what I wrote. And I said, and you, sir, it was a guy. I said, it was some guy, Jeff something, right? And I said, and you, sir, can end up in a nursing home and your ass being wiped. I got flagged for that. That's what I said. But it's the truth. And somebody said it wasn't inappropriate because what he said to me was, and I flagged him inappropriate because what he said wasn't nice. You know? And a lot of people flagged him inappropriate. And he flagged me inappropriate, and everybody said, it looks good to me. Because what he said wasn't nice to me.
Yeah, well, he might be a hater, that guy. Either that or he might be just ignorant.
Very ignorant. So people said, leave the disabled alone. Not her. Leave the disabled alone. The disabled need all the help we could get. She said one more.
Don't leave us alone. Do something about it.
No, she said, leave the disabled people to fight their cause. You know, they have the right to fight their cause. This is what she meant. She goes, leave the disabled, give them the ability to fight their cause. Leave her alone to fight her cause, like everybody else in this chat. You know, don't pick on her. Not right, is what she meant. You know?
Well, I'd like to see people get together and do something about it.
Yeah.
I want to put that alert up on the Facebook for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, we will. Yeah, we will. We're going
in honor of your dad.
Yes.
Who died in a nursing home.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
See?
And the last days of his life.
Don't let that death be in vain.
It won't be. He couldn't even talk, Frank. He couldn't even talk, but I knew what he said. I looked.
When he went in there, was he able to talk?
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Not much,
case.
But he was able to talk.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Yes? He couldn't talk, Frank, at all anymore. He couldn't eat anymore. He couldn't lift
and
arms
at
anymore.
That
he
point.
He was a skeleton. He was a skeleton.
When I said I rest my case, at that point, the judge would say, guilty of hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then the
he was a skeleton,
the sentence,
Frank.
And all that.
Like, you know, the Auschwitz people, he looked just like them. That's how bad he looked. Really. I never seen a person look that bad. Yeah. That's how bad he looked.
All right. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue around the world. Inner Sight. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. They're the great lovers of Akitas and beautiful, beautiful people. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, take care of them, watch over them. Little Tommy, Avanti Oquindo, and Corey Foster, victims, crime.
Very much
all
so.
Of them. And a lot more. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical for your animal. Check them out. Around the world, Inner Sight, some of our friends, GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and Truro Law Center, all with a .com. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. If you want to call in here, 213-816-1650. Inner Sight now officially has a policy that all nursing homes are guilty and committing hate crimes without a law to protect the victims. Taking somebody's money from them, disability money, should be declared a hate crime.
Yes. They have money coming from the insurance companies. I don't understand why they have to take their disability. This is what
because
I
they
don't
hate
understand.
The disabled.
One.
It's abuse.
It's more than that. It's more. It's pure evil. Hate is nothing compared to pure evil. It's
yeah, but you
got to
be more specific when you say it. People understand
evil.
Hate crime.
Hate crime is, to me, evil. Evil is downright disgusting, downright pure.
I know, but hate crime. Hate crime, you can give details why you say that.
Yeah. True, but they're just
that's
evil
what we need.
I can't begin to tell you how evil they are. I saw what happened
evil
to my
hate,
mom.
Hate,
I saw what my
evil mom. Hate crime.
There you go. That works better. An evil
all
hate
right,
crime.
In a site around the world and the SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, at 631-880-7929, information, referrals, advocacy if you need social services or social security and all that stuff. They can go with you when you apply and all that. All right? We don't know if they're going to continue, but we're continuing as a courtesy right now to let people know about SILO. All right, what else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, live. And James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. If you have any civil rights legal questions, you can call Jim. Okay. Inner Sight, you want to tell everybody about the Able News.
Okay. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. They have served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. And back to you, Frank.
All right. Baccaro's Italian Tavern, hopefully they'll be open soon for full business. 516-798-1555. Massapequa Park, New York, our friends at Baccaro's. And we thank them for honoring Joe and helping Inner Sight. Let's see. Well, man, I'm glad. Any phone calls on the line?
No, just us.
Oh, all right. Quiet night. Mad or glad. And
some
let's
people
see.
Catch
tomorrow...
us in the archbox.
What?
So some people catch us in the archive.
Yeah. Tomorrow night is open, Mike. Wednesday night. Program called Are the Politicians Haters?
Evil haters? No.
Put the agencies in there, too.
Are
the politicians and the agencies haters?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay.
All right.
I have to change the title then. Okay.
Thursday night, I don't know, I had something, but I can't think of it right
okay.
now.
Okay. We'll just say to be announced on that one.
Friday is the funnies, so we
always.
We have fun every Friday night here.
We goof off.
All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. You're mad about something, you're glad about something, you can let us know. Keep it clean. Turn down your radio, television, video, tweeting, or whatever it is. All right. And I'll tell you something. I'm mad at the medical profession and the people in places of responsibility of protecting us against communicable diseases because they did a horrible job. A horrible job.
Yeah,
you know, all those people passing away in connection with a virus should have never been. Never been.
That's true.
And, you know, so far, I don't see any signs of these people learning from this experience.
Yeah,
that makes it worse.
Yeah.
That makes
and it's
it
coming
worse.
Back with a vengeance too.
Yeah, well that because they're not learning anything. They're not reaching out to other people that have ways of diminishing virus and they're not acknowledging it. That's why it's coming back. Sure.
You know what? They should have had a round table of doctors and also naturopaths and all different types of healing, a real round table, and discussing how ways to heal it. And they didn't do that.
And put it into action, not just talk about it.
That's right.
You know,
and ways.
You want to try this? The government will now, you know,
cover it. Yeah.
Cover this.
Right, and we will
at least for the emergency.
Right, exactly.
And maybe permanently.
Maybe permanently to help people.
Well, to be an emergency, why aren't they covering all these things?
Right, that's right.
Well, there you have it, world. And to me, that's a hate crime.
Right.
You know, that they put people on respirators and a lot of those respirators caused people to pass away.
Well, a lot of them, the respirators, if you really didn't need to be on it, you were like on the borderline, I would tell them not to put me on it, honestly. I would. I'd turn myself DNR if I had to. Mom's not DNR at the moment, but, I'm sort of... There's a point that I might have to if I, I don't know. There's it's sort of like a borderline there. I put her back on regular resuscitation because of this. I had her on as DNR.
Well, did they try injecting people with wild olive oregano and other solutions combined,
No, but I really think that a diet might help her. It might help me. Too,
sure,
for that
diet.
A certain diet that I want to try, and it might help her, and it might help me retard the neural degeneration that we're both experiencing.
Yeah,
and I want to try.
Gotta have the money to bring it about.
Well, hey, it's only organic. You try these organic stuff, and you just eliminate certain stuff, and that's it. And if I could do it, if I could afford it, then hey, I'm gonna try and do it.
Yeah.
It helps the mind.
Well, you got to lose,
What do I got to? I've got nothing to lose, Frank. It's actually been investigated, and it's being further investigated by regular doctors too now. So I'm gonna speak with my doctor too, see what he's got to say about it. I'm gonna give him the protocol. And see what he's got to say.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday 213-816-1650 and how many? What, can we get a current tally of how many?
Yes, you can.
Archived?
I just looked at it actually. 94,034.
Wow, we went over 94,000.
Yes, we did, baby.
All right, and I can tell you, without details, I can tell you that other major radio stations are looking at us as a program.
Woohoo!
All right.
That's awesome.
Nothing official yet. No announcement, no names, but we're being observed.
Ooh,
by
I
other
like that.
Stations because more and more people have, you see, by listening to Inner Sight, people may not realize that's an endorsement.
That's good.
Of this show.
I like that. Yeah.
And we're gonna make it so that people can get help.
I
get rid of the get rid of all these hate crimes. If Mr. Trump wants to be president of this country, he's got to stand up for the people that are forgotten.
That's right.
That's the disabled and the elderly in this country. The benefits that will come to the government for taking that stand are astronomical.
That's right.
You know, he wants to create more jobs for people. Help the people who can't get a job because you can't get in, or you can't read it, or you can't, get there safely, or whatever it is. That's the way to go, Mr. President.
That's right.
So we can get jobs. Give us an accessibility law with enforcement. That's what we need. They're going to hear from me. They want me to endorse them. They better endorse us.
That's right.
Now, otherwise, I'm not endorsing them. I'll tell you. I'll be very honest with you.
Yeah.
And you know what? They can start by getting me my guide dogs medical.
That's right.
Let Mr. Trump write a letter.
That's right.
To the damn guide dog schools and demand to know how many people they've denied in the last 10 years so we can get a law passed. So we can use that information. All we need is a number. We don't need nobody's name or anything.
That's right.
So they can't wiggle out of it by crying confidentiality. It's a bunch of bull.
Give me
a break. You know, you want to switch it the other way around, confidentiality? Put the name of the dog in. Forget about the person.
There you go.
How many dogs have been denied disabled people? Do it that way.
There you go. Yeah.
And send that to every legislator in this country. Send them a dog letter.
That's right.
And add up all the money they took in on the denials.
Right. Because it's like $75,000 to $100,000. Yeah. $75,000 to $100,000. Yep.
If they don't do it,
that would be crazy.
They're haters.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
That's right.
If they don't do it as an organization, they're haters. I'm not saying every person who works for them is a hater. I'm saying the organization as a whole is a hater. Same thing with the nursing homes. You may find good individuals, but as a whole, the system is a hatred system.
That's right.
Along with evil.
Evil. Very evil.
All right. Inner Sight, 94,000 plus, and... we're proud of it.
Yes, we are.
We continue to tell it like it is. We continue to love America.
That's right.
You know, and to want to improve this country. All the things that we say and stand for will help make this country, help make America great. That's Trump's saying. Mr. Trump, sir, president. We want to help you bring that dream about, but you got to do something.
That's right.
Stand up with us in a news conference. We know some reporters, too.
Yeah. He's going to do it. I hate to say it, but...
I think he is going to do it.
You want to make a bet?
I think he is going to do it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to speak to Eyewitness News and see if we can set it up. Mm-hmm.
You think so?
How do you like that?
Okay. We'll talk.
How do you like that one?
You think it's going to happen? I think it's going to happen.
I know it's going to happen.
You do?
Why wouldn't it? What has he got to lose?
There's a lot.
In helping all those people. What has he got to lose? In creating jobs and opportunities.
I hope so.
That's what he wants to do.
That'd be awesome. Yes, he does. But I think
they petitioned me to help. They want me to help. They better listen to us. That's because we're not telling, we're not pulling the average run of the mill business that disabled,
no,
most disabled are pulling. We're not asking Mr. Trump or any politician for more money.
No,
we're asking them to change this system so that
true.
The money can be brought in a different
right.
way.
That's right. And we're asking to contribute. We're not asking to
That's
be
right.
another lump on a log. We can't.
That's right.
This is not functional for us anymore. You know, this is not going to work for us anymore. We want to be contributing taxpayers. We don't
want
to be people that
we want protection.
Giving a handout to. Yes.
We
want to
be protected as everyone else is protected.
Yes. That's right.
You know?
We want to be equal. We want to be, give us just enough to be able to be equal with everybody else. That's all
we
want.
We want to be able to call 911 if you can't read a traffic light and have the cops come and say, you have 30 days to fix this light. Otherwise, we're going to arrest you and you'll have to appear in court.
I want to be able to call 911.
It's a hate crime.
I want to be able to call 911 if I'm on the street and I get hit by a car and I want my wheelchair to be brought on the vehicle with me. If my wheelchair is not
yeah,
that
right.
hurt and say I'm hurt more. Right?
That's a hate crime, as far as I'm concerned.
I can't right now my vehicle be
they don't
my,
want
my
you
vehicle,
on there, they hate you.
Wheelchair can be yeah. My wheelchair can be stolen. Say parts of it can be saved and I could not have to spend that much more money. Right now as it stands, I have to wait 7 years. So whatever I could salvage from the old wheelchair I'm gonna want to try.
Seven years,
yes.
That's a hate crime.
Seven
Come on.
Years. That is.
Give me a break.
Yes. Right now, if anything happens to this wheelchair between now, I'm going to say 5 years because I've knocked 2 years off already.
That's a hate crime.
For 5 years. Yeah, it is a hate
That's
crime.
A hate crime.
We should be entitled
you know,
every
let the let the let the government put up 15,000 and let the agency put up 15,000. Have the 30,000 in an account just in case.
Always there.
Finished.
Just in
End
case.
Of business. You're
That's
protected.
Right now, there are
a lousy $30,000.
Right.
You know how long it would take cerebral palsy or whatever disability you know, or the unknown to raise $15,000?
Right.
It wouldn't even take them 5 minutes.
Right.
And you'd be damn sure.
I have so many ailments.
You can be damn
sure. Sorry.
You can be damn sure that they'll raise $30,000 and they'll keep $15,000.
You know that.
Well, who cares? There's
I don't
the answer.
Care, yeah.
There's the answer. As simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to be with you tomorrow night, open mic, Inner Sight. Means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host and engineer. 94,000 plus. I want to thank 94,000 plus hearing us.
94,037.
All right. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Thank you so much. Be safe. Don't forget to take your oil of oregano. Apple cider vinegar
yes.
helps kill virus.
Yes.
Cleanse your liver. You know?
Yeah.
Don't count on these doctors. Stay away from them.
Mm.
Stay away from those hospitals. They're killing people.
Yeah.
Inner Sight around the world. And we thank you so much. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight. We all need more Inner Sight, inner sight. Thank you.
Right.
Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.